Carrot 955, Tom and Loggy. We're about to catch up with a guy from a band that is everyone's favourite Aussie band. When you ask him, you're like, hey, do you know the DMAs? And everyone's like, oh, yeah, I love DMAs.
100% love the
DMAs. Yeah, yeah. We got Johnny on the line. Good morning, mate.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Really
how
good.
Doing?
The Glow is the brand new album. It's racing up the charts in Australia, in the UK and everything, which is awesome. Criminals, the new single from that as well. I mean, that must be pretty positive in a world that at the moment seems a bit down, that, you know, you guys are releasing stuff, everyone's jumping on board, and you're trying to do some tours out and about as well.
Yeah, that's right. Well, like, the biggest thing for us is that we always keep trying to change our sound, you know? And so, like, on this album, we've worked with Stuart Price, who's done, like, you know, New Order and, like, The Killers and Madonna and Pet Shop Boys and stuff like that, right? And so, and that's been exciting for us. It's important for us as artists to keep moving, and just the response to it has been pretty overwhelming, which has been amazing, you know. And to not be able to play those songs live is a crazy thing when you're as an artist, you know. Especially for us, it's such a and these days it's such a massive part of your livelihood and your soul, you know.
Yeah.
To play these songs live, so like, yeah, you know, to actually to, even though they're in. Obviously, we're following all the COVID procedures and everything like that. But to even get the chance to play them a bit in an acoustic capacity is going to be great.
Yeah, for sure. So, number one in Scotland, I noticed, the album. that's pretty exciting. You guys going to invest in some kilts?
Oh, yeah. Well, I think my partner's got this, you know.
She's got the family on board.
That's right. Well, I've got the family on board now.
Yeah.
But I lived in Edinburgh with her for how long? For a year.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, which was amazing, and that's kind of where I kind of started. I was walking, you know, the cobblestone streets of sandstone buildings everywhere,
Listening
to Chemical Brothers and Underworld and stuff like that, and like really wrapping my head around more of the electronic side of things, I guess. That's why you can kind of hear it on this new record.
Yeah, we're loving the new record. You mentioned your girlfriend there. Did you just direct a musical film clip for her? Was that hers?
I did, actually.
Yeah, it looks so really good.
Hey, thank you. She's like, all right, we've got no budget, Johnny. So this is my partner, Hayley Mary.
Yeah.
She also sings for the Jezebels. And she just did a cover of the Libertines' Can't Stand Me Now. And she's like, Johnny, I've got no budget. And just like this little handheld camera that I've got that I take on tour and stuff. She's like, all right. And then our mate Alex Cameron from Bad Dream, he lives in Bendigo. So we're like, all right, we're driving down to Bendigo and we're going to film this clip. And it kind of came off quite well.
Well, awesome. That's cool that it's like a family business now, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's endearingly shit, that video. You know it was something kind of
well,
like... Yeah,
it was filmed in Bendigo, so I love Bendigo. I love Bendigo. It's a great time.
At the very least, mate, you can look back in years to come and be like, hey, remember that time we did that thing together and it was average, but, you know, we loved it.
Yeah.
No, I love it. Hey, quick question. The cover of the Glow, Bin Chicken on the front there, do you guys have an affinity for the old Bin Chicken or what's that about?
I think back in the day, Mason used to, our guitarist, you know, I think he used to resonate with the Bin Chicken a bit,
yeah,
you know,
okay.
And on our first ever EP, actually not our Australian release, but our UK release, we put this image of the ibis because it was kind of, it was a big part of Sydney, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And blah, blah, blah. And basically, but that was just like, you know, a black kind of sketch version of it. And now it's gone full rave ibis, I guess, appropriately with the record.
Yeah.
Awesome. Or glow ibis or something.
Yeah, yeah.
That'll be so good once you get, like, the full live venues back. I'm going to dress up as a rave ibis, and I'm just going to get a whole bunch of people around and be like, yes, check out the rave ibises. You'll see us in the crowd.
I'm into it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're at the moment trying to make these two light, like, ibis-shaped light boxes on stage that
cool.
just, like, shoot out colours and, like, and stuff like that. We'll see how that goes.
Oh,
might be
man.
Fun. Once, you know, festivals and stuff are back up and running.
All right, man. Well, we love The Glow. We love Criminals, the lead single from it. We're going to have a listen to that now. Johnny from DMA, thanks for your time this morning, mate.
Hey, thanks, guys.